What grade were you in? You had to transfer
about fourth grade.
Right. And then, how much longer did you get to go to that other school?
I didn't go to Ohio to six back then.
Yeah. But so you went over. You went to school in Sumter County.
In Sumter County.
Yeah.
Rid a car every day.
And what?
Rid a car to school every day. Went through water to be there under pecan trees, but I had to go.
When you were in school, did they divide it? Like, when I go to school, they put you in different classes depending on what grade you're in. When you went to school, did you all sit together in the?
Well, all in one grade were together, and all in another grade were together, like that.
But all in the same room?
All in the same room.
When I went there.
We all went to church.
Well, I bet you that was fun.
Yeah.
No.
I bet you could be really bad, though.
I can imagine. If do you have a name for a child that's born, but his mother and father aren't married?
He was baby. I call him basket
kid. What was that? What is the question on that?
If a baby's born, but his mother and father aren't married? Like I heard somebody call it a Woods colt one time, or illegitimate child, or something like that, or bastard, or something like that.
Well, we call him a bastard child.
A Woods what?
A Woods colt. Okay. What you call float water, but it's smaller than a river? Like, say, a little part of the Flint that comes off?
We call it a lake. Some of them call it a creek.
Creek. Is there something that's smaller than a creek?
Spring.
Spring. Is there anything like between a spring and a creek? Like say maybe bigger than a spring that bubbles up in water, but smaller than a creek?
That's right. We call that a little branch. Now, it's boiling spring. Now, that's shooting water straight up. The white sand shooting up right down there.
Yeah.
Two, three of them right down there. And then it runs off down what we call a little branch.
Where's all the sand come around? Because where I live, it's all clay. But it's mostly sand on here, like on your roads and all. We got red clay roads in North Georgia. But is this sand just all over this part of the country?
Well, it parts. It's mixed up. Some of it's temporary rock. Now this land here, it's got hard clay bottom, maybe 4 or 5 inches under there. That's a hard bottom.
So there's clay under the sand.
That's right, there's sand on top.
Yeah, I just wonder because up there we don't have any sand on top. It's just red clay. Like, well, I washed my car, but you should have seen it before I did because I had just clay all over it. You know.
I rented some land once on red land. I didn't know it was about red land. And I told Jesus that if you just let me get off it, I won't even ride over it anymore. It got so hard, I couldn't fly.
Yeah.
It does get hard up there when it doesn't rain for a while and the sun just beats down on it. It's just like a brick. It's so hard sometimes. You can hit it with a pick. And it won't go in but about an inch.
That's
you
right.
Hit as hard as you can. It's
well, fella come up where I was flying, and I said, if the Lord just let me get through here this year, I said, I'm through with red land. I don't want to ride over no more.
That's good.
He says, now listen, what you worried about? I said, I can't get my fly to the ground. He said, let's go along, just let it shield them rocks. I said, that's all you got to do, just let the rocks fly.
Rocks out the way.
Yeah, right.
Do you have a name for what you call the flat, grassy country down around the sea coast? What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
She called them suspenders. I call them galley.